close the door.
No.
It's cold, Manas. The windows are open.
The windows are
open.
Close the door.
No, they're not getting... No.
The windows are open.
Yeah.
It's cold.
No, me estoy bien, estoy preocupada.
Okay.
Shrinvan subhadrani rathang panir janmani karmani chayani loki ritani namani tadarthakani gayan vilajyo vicharit asangah.
Shrinvan subhadrani rathang panir janmani karmani chayani loki Gitani namani tad artakani gayan vilajjo vichare dasanga.
Shrivan subhadrani ratangapane janmani karmani chayani loke gitani namani tad artakani gayan vilajjo vichare dasanga.
Vilajjo.
Wat is de eerste smeren?
Srinvan Subhadrani Ratangapani Karmani Janmani Karmani Sadjani Loke Gitani Namani Yadastakani Gayam Vilajo Vicharet Asanga.
Vrinda. Dubhaya bolve. Dubhaya bolve.
Shrinvan subhadrani ratangapani janmani karmani chayani loke gitani namami tadarthakani gayam vilajo vicharastachara.
You have remembered?
Yeah.
Go with that.
Shrinvan subhadrani ratangapane janmani karmani chayani loke gitani namani tadarthakani gayam vilajo vichare.
Very good. Very good.
I like this style.
The first and the last.
Very good.
Going to the end. Mother. Krishna Devi.
Also.
Shrinvan subhadrani ratangapane janmani karmani chayani loke gitani namani tadastakane gayam vilajo vicharita sangha.
Father. Best.
Remember first slok of Gita, Sarva Dharman
Paritajya.
Tomorrow, you both. Do you remember?
Sarva
Dharma
Dharma Parityaja.
The nine Yogendras are explaining to Nimi Maharaj, the first Yogendra Kavi, is explaining that one should wander without any attachment to house, family, sons, daughters, wife, etc. One should wander freely without any shame, vilajjo, singing and hearing the names of Vratangapani or Sri Krishna. And because these names are Subhadrani, they are all auspicious. And they describe the activities and the birth of the Lord, Sri Krishna.
Gitani namani tadarthakani.
The
Gitani
song.
All the songs which are composed by Rishis, Maharshis and Bhakta Kavi,
mm-hmm.
Gitani, Namani. Namani means Damodar, Radhakant, Ras Bihari, Nanda Nandan, with past time.
Jasudananda.
Namani. Tadarthakani.
Oh. And the meaning?
With the meaning.
Meaning also. Gayan Vilajju, without shame. Very good. You?
One should, without any sense of shame, wander.
Who's telling? Why telling?
The
reference would begin and pass.
The Navayogendras, headed by Sri Kavi, is saying this to.
Not headed, but one of them.
Now only Bharata.
Hello.
He's explaining this verse. That one should wander without any vilajja or sense of shame. One should wander without any material association, asanga. Simply always hearing the pastimes, the birth and activities of Sri Krishna, who holds in his hand a chariot wheel, ratangapane. And one should also always sing the songs about Sri Krishna and chant his names. In Srila Gurudev, I was thinking maybe in the association of pure Vaishnavas.
Yeah, it may come on.
Because in the second shloka of Upadeshamrita, Srila Saraswati Thakur says to avoid bad association is only, it's possible automatically if one has the association of a pure Vaishnava.
Why is that Thanga Pane?
I'm Gurua.
Can I say anything?
But why
that
Ratangapani
here is
you can tell all the meaning.
Okay, good. Here King Nimi Maharaj is asking what is the goal of life and how to obtain it. So all the Nava Yogendras, they are giving their suggestions and according to Shastra, sages, rishis. So Kavi
is
one of them and he is explaining to King Nimi that first of all we should give up fear and how to do that. Bayam dvitriya binivesatashyat. By understanding the reason why we are full of fear and we are too much attached to the bodily conception of life. And the only way to overcome that is by taking shelter under the guidance of pure sadhu, pure Gurudev. Then, continuing, Kavi is explaining that this process, by which we can obtain the ultimate goal of life is by being in the association of Vaishnavas, pure Vaishnavas always. And if one is free from fear, meaning that he is no longer embarrassed by the dualities of this world, then he can easily focus and remember the all auspicious, glorious activities of Sri Krishna, who is referred to here as Ratangapani, which means that he's holding the wheel in his hand to go towards Bhishma Dev. And the significance of this is how glorious this is, that Sri Krishna, he even, to protect his own devotee, he gives up his own promise that he will not participate in fighting. So Sri Krishna is the protector of his devotees. By remembering this...
Who devotee?
Arjun. Arjun is here. Arjun is facing severe problems and Sri Krishna gives up his own promise that he will not participate. And Bhishma is very happy because he wanted to have that exchange with Sri Krishna. So he is very happy. All are very happy. Sri Krishna is very happy. So this hearing, these activities, one who is not embarrassed by the activities, dualities of this world, who is in sadhu sangha, hearing these beautiful songs, descriptions of Sri Krishna, like Gurudev just explained, Damodar, and all the other beautiful forms of Sri Krishna, by focusing upon these particular descriptions, very easily one will attain the ultimate goal of life, which is pure love of Godhead.
Very good. When Vasudeva Maharaj was being fire sacrificed, just going on, then Narada Ji came down from Vaikuntha planet and chanting his Bina, Simon Narayana, 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 Simon Narayana, Narayana, Narayana. And Vasudeva Maharaj told, now stop yoga, no need to do fire sacrifice anymore. With the result of fire sacrifice has come down. Because it is easy to get darshan of Bhagavan, but it is very difficult to get darshan of his pure devotee. Then Vasudeva Maharaj asked Narada Rishi, how I can get rid of this material world? Then Narada Rishi began to laugh. Well, Krishna is your son, and still you have something in material world? Well, no, please tell me. Then Narada Rishi narrated the story of dialogue between Nemi Maharaj and Navajagandra Rishi. Among one of the Navajagandra Rishi's kobi, he told to Vasudeva Maharaj, when he asked what is the goal of life, then he told...
Nemi Maharaj.
Sindhan Subhadrani Rathanga Pane, Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke, Gitani Namani Tadarthakani, Gayan Vilajjo Vicharida Sangha. Sindhan Subhadrani Rathanga Pane had to listen fast, Sindhan. Sinnan Subhadrani Rathangapane. Rathangapane means the limbs of chariot, like wheel, axle. Why Rathangapane, not Chakrapani? Because Bhishma Pitamaha promised in Mahabharata battle, Harise Asta Gaham Apneko Santanu Putra Kaham. If I son of my father, then I promise, I force Krishna to take the weapon. And Krishna promised, I will not take any weapon in the Mahabharata battle. But Bhishma was fighting such a way, and Arjun facing severe difficulty. Arjun, seeing this Arjun condition, Bhagavan Krishna could not tolerate. He jumped from the chariot and took the wheel and want to kill Bhishma Dev. Then Bhishma Dev fall and pray to Krishna. Subhadrani, why not Bhadrani? Subhadrani, Bhadrani means mangal, welfare for all beings. Subhadrani means very auspicious. Because all incarnation of God, they are Gitani, they are Charitrani is Bhadrani, but Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, so he mentioned Subhadrani, special auspices. Rathangapane, Janmani Karmani Chajani Loke. When he is incarnate in this world, taking birth and doing so many pastimes, all are Subhadrani. Moreover, Gitani Namani have to sing his name, like Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Ha Sri Yashoda Tamaya Prasida Sri Vallabhi Jivana Radhikesa. In this slok, Sadhana Goswami gave explanation of all kinds of rasas are there, all kinds of mukha rasas. Gita and Anantadarthakani, Gayan Vilajjo, which are, so have to own religions to all, completely become similar. So if I move in this street and chant the holy name, what society will tell, what my relative will tell, forget it. If you have hatred mood and fearing and shame, then you could not progress in Krishna consciousness. So if one really wants to progress in Krishna consciousness, have good association and do this, then his life will be successful and proceed Krishna consciousness very rapidly.
Brinda.
No remnants are left. No more remnants. So this this book, as Maharaj was explaining, when Narada Muni was talking to Vasudev, then he was relating the story of King Nimi with another Yogendra, and then questioning him that actually Maharaj Nimi immediately said, he asked the question after giving proper respect. Why he asked immediately question? Because he said, just one moment of association of pure Vaishnavas, which is very, very rare in this world. So he didn't want to waste time in social talks. So he asked him how to obtain the goal of life and how to serve. And then King Sri Gavi explained, one of the Navi Yogendras, that one should give up the bodily conception and fear. And then by this, one should one should wander without embarrassment and without taking notice of the opinions of others. One should wander in asat-sangha, asanga, without attachment to worldly association and mental speculation especially. And then one should sing constantly the glories of the Lord of Sri Krishna, who is Ratanga Paneer, who is about to throw the wheel to Sri Bhishma Dev. So then these names of Krishna are all auspicious because they're explaining the transcendental birth and activities of Sri Krishna. And also the names of Sri Krishna, which are related to his different pastimes, like Mukunda, Gopala, especially by chanting those names, this is very auspicious and ultimate the benefit of the conditioned soul.
So in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of this conversation between Nimi Maharaj and the Nava Yogendra is described. And Kavi, one of the Yogendra, is explaining to Nimi Maharaj which is the goal of life. And he says that a person, intelligent person that has left the material life, such as wife, family, and material possessions, should only wander without anything else, just chanting Krishna's name and telling the pastimes to remember them. And just as Krishna with a wheelchair going to Bhishma to kill him, the devotee must be bold in the same way, and the weapon to conquer worldly life is chanting the holy name of Krishna.
Sufficient.
Yes. Here is this sentence given by the from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, describes how a person who has conquered the fear and controlled the mind, that he should start wander without any fear, any embarrassment around the world, preaching and chanting the holy names and preaching Krishna consciousness, here is the Krishna is described like the holder of the wheel chariot, you know, while he's going to kill Bhishma Dev. So that means also, I think, that this devotee, this person who has, without any attachment, should be very bold and going and preaching and chanting the glories of the names of Krishna for the benefit of the conditioned soul, without any asanga, means without any material association, in association with pure devotees.
Very. Tomorrow.
Evam vrata sapya nama krista.
Evam vrata sapya nama. After this is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Father.